Well, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out there, and I'm a little warm in here, and I just want you to know I'm not just being a cheapskate. I'm trying to turn down the thermostat on my phone and with the Duke Energy app, and it won't function. So I'm not just being a cheapskate, although I am that also. but today I was thinking about this theme of pointing to God, and I kind of got turned on with that yesterday on the feast day of St. John the Baptist. He gets two feast days every year, and the one we had yesterday was the beheading of St. John the Baptist. And we remember how that story took place. But I was kind of remembering John the Baptist was a man who knew how to point the way to God and then get out of the way. And he pointed to God and then he got out of the way. Well, that stands in contrast with what happens in our gospel today when Jesus tells Peter he's being an obstacle. And I kind of thought, well, we have a choice. We can either be an obstacle for people to bring them to the Lord and kind of stand in the way of that, or we can be like a bridge, or be like John the Baptist, just like pointing everybody to Jesus, even if he got his head cut off for it. And if there was another guy who knew how to do that well, who knew how to point people to God, and that was Jeremiah. And we heard a bit of his story in the first reading. Now remember that Jeremiah was the prophet when the nation of Judah fell. And he was a prophet for a long time. He was the prophet for five kings of Judah, starting with Josiah. Josiah was a good king, but then the rest of them sold the soul of the nation to the devil. And Zechariah was the last one. But here was Jeremiah kind of standing in the midst of all of that turmoil, in the midst of all of the problems and the collapsing of the society and the economic strife and religious desolation and all these horrible things. And God calls Jeremiah to be the one to point to him. And Jeremiah, you remember, throws up all these excuses like, I'm too young, I can't do it, I can't talk, I'm not eloquent, I'm not a theologian, X, Y, and Z. He had a billion excuses for why he couldn't point to God, why he couldn't point the people to the Lord. He had a billion excuses. But God said, no, I already thought about all that, and you're going to be the one. I've already decided. And so he does it reluctantly. And we encounter a very struggling Jeremiah in our first reading today. We call him the weeping prophet because he wept a lot. And in the ninth chapter of Jeremiah, he prayed that he could just pour water into his head so that he could cry more. He cried for a couple reasons. One, because he loved the people so much. He loved his God so much. But also because his life was very hard. And here we find a place where he's having a very hard time. And he prays. Now I'm going to read you out of my Bible because I like this translation a little bit better. This is his prayer. It was our first reading. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. I am a laughing stock. And then I said in my heart, I will not make mention of God, nor speak any more of his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I am weary holding it in, and I can't. Isn't that great? Like here he is, like, just imagine all of his friends threw rocks at him, and those were his friends. His enemies threw him into a cistern. The more Jeremiah preached, the more things stayed the same. And everybody didn't want to hear him talk any longer. And the best of them just ignored him. The worst of them were violent against him. And this man struggles, and he struggles all because he keeps doing what God told him to do, which was point people to me. And here he's thinking, maybe I'll just throw in the towel. Maybe I'll just give up and put this religion thing aside. It's too hard. But that's when he says, but if I say I will mention him no more, speak no more in his name, there is a burning in my heart, shut up in my bones. That his faith was in the very marrow of his bones. That nothing was going to keep him away from his God and from pointing other people to God. And that's awesome. It's a gift of perseverance. It's a gift of commitment. And I think that commitment to God is perhaps the theme of our readings today. A commitment to God more than anything else. We're committed to our work. We're committed to our favorite sports teams. We're committed to our families. We're committed to X, Y, and Z, and those are fine. But the greatest commitment has got to be God. And come hell or high water, we serve him and we point others to him. Just like John the Baptist, just like Jeremiah. Now there can be a temptation to point to the things of the world, to point our own hearts to those things, to point others to those things. And that's where we find St. Paul saying, folks, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by God. That this world will try to mold you and to shape you into having the values of this fallen, decrepit world. But don't fall for it. Be transformed by the Word of God, says St. Paul. And Jesus picks up on that in our gospel. He says, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? I was thinking of that the other day in my holy hour. For whatever reason, it just dawned on me, like, what if I were to go rob a bank? And I want all that money, so I rob the bank and I get all the money, and I lose my life in the process, because I'd probably go to jail. And the irony is, I wouldn't even get to spend the money. And that's what Jesus is saying. You aim for the stuff of this world, you won't even get that. If we point our hearts and point others to the things of this world, money and all that stuff, well, guess what? When we die, we don't get to take any of that stuff with us to heaven. And C.S. Lewis said, if you aim for heaven, you'll get the world thrown in. You'll get heaven and you'll get the world thrown in. But you aim for the world, you won't even get that. Which is another way of saying Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. That if we point our hearts, if we point our families, if we point everybody we know to God and to the kingdom, we also happen to be very blessed in this life. And we get heaven. And so, friends, that's our goal, is to have this commitment to the kingdom, the commitment to God, first and foremost, and to point our own hearts, to point everybody we know to the Lord. Just like John the Baptist, he had to get his head cut off for it. Just like Jeremiah, he got thrown into a cistern for it. Just like Jesus, he got put on a cross for it. Who knows what we'll have to do for it, but it's worth it. It is totally, totally worth it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.